Weiter.
Okay, so weiter. Oh, here's my friend. My kasha is saying the part. It's saying the pasuk. Amalei nachmos. The movie is a kasha. It should say in the word yadi. You cannot make xereshava because it's not exactly the same word. Kasha luhu ledebei Rabbi Shila. Hi yad li yad lo yinake yadi mi boyle. Elo amidebei Rabbi Shmuel Shila. Afilu kivla toyik Moshe Rabbeinu dosebei miminoi eish das lamoim lo yinake midina shel gehenim. What's the next rasha? The next drash is we're going to compare it yod liyod. Yod liyod. Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel mimino in Moshe Rabbeinu's in his right hand. Moshe Rabbeinu was makabel the Torah in his right hand. Mimino in his right hand. Eish dos. No, I take that back. In Hashem's right hand. Eish dos. A fiery law. Lomo to them. Who's to them? To the Jewish people. So yod liyod. It went from the Yad of Hashem to the Yad of Moshe. So even a person who is such an exalted great figure in the Jewish people, who was Mekilu, he was Mekabel Torah, he was Mekabel Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he was Nichshol in the Avera of Eshes Ish, Lo Yinoke Midino Shel Gehenim. That's the Gemara's back-up drasha. Ella. That's not a correct drasha because it should not say yod yod liyod. It should say yod miyod. The yad of Moshe was mekabel the Torah from miyad, from the yad of Hashem miboyle. So good kasha. So the Gemara says, you write, Elo Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Oyset Tzedakah B'Seser, next Rasha, Afilu Oyset Tzedakah B'Seser, a person that gives Tzedakah B'Seser, the Sivit says in the Pasuk, Matan B'Seser, Yichbe Af, a person that gives Tzedakah B'Seser, he conquers anger. So when you give Yod Liyod, the Gemara's Rasha now is, when you give charity, you're giving money from your hand to the hand of the recipient. Nevertheless, lo yinaka medina shel gehenim. That's the Gemara's maskana. Okay, so this is the Gemara. Finally, we have the difference. We only learned this today. At least we learned something today. We take a pasuk in Mishlei, yod liyod lo yinaka. The context is eshes ish, and the Gemara says that we're dealing over here lo yinaka medina shel gehenim. What is yod liyod coming to teach us? The Gemara says two havaminas. Either it means he's hakhikneuli hakadosh baruch hu. And he goes and he declares that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, similar to Avraham Avinu, who said, Hari Moshe Yodi Lekel Elyo in Kornei Shamayim V'aretz, Yodi. And then the Gemara rejected that because it says the word Yodi, not the word Yod, in that pasuk. The second attempt was a person that is so exaltedly great, he was Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kula, like Moshe Rabbeinu, who received the Torah from the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miminoi Eish Das Lamoi. Uh-oh. You hear me?
Recording in progress.
Back in business? We're back. Okay, we're back. Yeah, I don't know. The internet over here went out. Internet went out for a second over here. Okay, we're back in business. If it goes out, don't go away. I'll get it to work again if it goes out. It's spotty here sometimes in Midwood. Fine. So therefore, lo yinakim. So the Gemara's maskana is yad liyad means a person gives tzedakah b'seser. A person should not think that he's protected just because a person is a very good person and he gives money to poor people secretly that no one even knows about. You can't be a bigger schus than that. It doesn't matter. This is a very powerful Gemara. In this world, is accountable. Your person cannot bribe Hashem. No matter what kindness and chesed and tzedakah you do in this world, there is accountability. And a person does averos, things that he's not allowed to go do, there's going to be din v'cheshbon. And the din v'cheshbon results in dina shel gehenim. And dina shel gehenim doesn't... What is exactly dina? It's a very unusual expression. What do you mean the dina shel gehenim? First of all, what is gehenim? Number two, what is Dina Shel Gehenim? Is Gehenim in this world or is Gehenim in the next world? And whatever Gehenim is, what is the expression? Normally when we talk about a person, it's going to go burning Gehenim. That's not what it says here. It says the din of Gehenna. I don't know. These are very deep things. We need over here very great people. We need very great people to explain to us what exactly these terms, these concepts mean. No one ever came back to tell us what's going on there. What do they do the whole day there? Do you know what they do there the whole day? What do they do in the other world? Does anyone know what they do there?
They sit and learn.
How do they have Gemaras? They have Torah anytime? They have Chavrusas? They have Shurim? Let's say you don't like the Maggid Shir. Let's say it's boring. What do they do? How does it work? They have books? How does all this work? No one ever came back to tell us. No, isn't it a mystery? You ever think about this? What goes on? And in Shemayim, there's no such thing as time. Hoya, hoive, v'yeh. What does that mean? I don't know. Scary stuff. What does that mean?
They're enjoying the sitting next to HaKadosh Baruch and enjoying the world.
What does that mean?
First of all,
they're not human beings. Isn't it the neshamas that are doing this?
I don't know. This is way over my head. It's way over my head. Right. Ashara legase haruach minayim.
What I want to know is the Rashi, the last three words of the top Rashi, five words of the second line of the second Rashi, the Ksibba, Titan, Vesesha. What is Rashi saying at the end of that Rashi? Lo shayach haikra.
Lav de shayach haikra b'kra del el, el revusahi. This pasuk is not really connected to the previous Gemara. Why does the Mark quote this pasuk? We want to go quote the pasuk of Yod Liyod Lo Yinoke. So Yod Liyod means a person gives charity from my hand, from one hand to the other person's hand, from the hand of the rich to the hand of the poor. And the pasuk says, so what does the Gemara need to quote another pasuk that's not relevant to the Gemara? The Gemara is dealing with one pasuk, Yod Liyod Lo Yinoke. How then this pasuk matan b'seisi yich be'af? How does this come into the equation? That's Rashi's question. Lav de shayich haikra b'kro del el elu revusahi shi'af al pisha mechaper af. Even though it's mechaper af v'chemo, einoi mechaper al gasoy seruch. It's not mechaper. That's the next. That's the next piece of Gemara. That's talking. That okay. I think maybe that's the next Gemara. Let's see the next Gemara. I don't know. Matan b'seiser yichaper yichaf yich be'af. I don't know. Lo yinaka medina shel gehenim, and then the Gemara concludes. So what's the conclusion? Let's see the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk is man b'seisa yich be'af, v'shoychad b'cheik chema aza, and shoychad, one who gives bribery is in the lap of strong anger. I don't know. Mr. Rapport, I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. Yes, good kasha. I do not know. Maybe if we go weiter. Rabbi Shaul Lehman taught me that when you don't have a kasha in the Gemara and you don't know the answer, go weiter. Very, very often, when you go weiter, very often, all of a sudden, what the Gemara says a few lines later is a revelation to understand what the Gemara said before. It's very common that happens. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's see it. If you don't know, we don't know. Let's go weiter. Asharu legase ruach. I mean, how do you know that a person should not be arrogant? How do you know this? Omar Rava, Omar Ziri, Shemu v'hazinu, listen, hearken, al tigbohu, do not raise yourself above others. Do not be arrogant. That's the makar. And where is this pasuk? Pasuk base. This pasuk is in Yirmiyah. Sefer Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah Hanavi. Listen, hearken, al tigbahu. Don't raise yourself. Don't become arrogant. Don't think of yourself more than you're really worth. Next shtickel gemara. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Miyacha, V'ram Levavicha, person will lift up his heart, V'shachachta, and he will forget Hashem. That's the warning. If you're going to become arrogant, you're going to come to forget, you're going to forget Hashem. And that's a no-no. You're not allowed to forget Hashem, so therefore that's the warning. Uchsiv, the pasuk says, go vayta, Hisham Elucha, pen tishkach. Oh, that's the Gemara's Rasha. It says, V'ram Levavicha, V'shachachta. So what's so terrible? So I'll forget? No. The Torah says, don't forget. Whenever it's Yishamer Pen, the Al, one of these three words. We learned today in Moridik Yisod, there are three words. Yishamer Pen Al. Einoi ella b'loy sasei. It's a loy sasei. So the middle of the words is drash l'maskana. It says yisham l'cha al tishkach. Guard yourself not to forget Hashem. How does one forget Hashem? By being arrogant. So in other words, it's a positive thing. A person would normally think. A person would think the way a person becomes. The person would think the way he becomes. The way he forgets. The way a person forgets, is it's natural. No. A person can do a maisa that directly causes him to forget Hashem. What is the maisa that he does that directly causes him to forget Hashem? Arrogance. By behaving in an arrogant manner, it causes him to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine, next. Darash of Avira. Zimnin Om Allah. Sometimes he said, Zimnin Om Allah Mishmei Dur Avasi. Zimnin Om Allah Mishmei Dur Avami. Sometimes he said this of the name of Ami, sometimes of Asi, Asi, Ami. Kol Adam, Sheyesh by Gasai, Saruch, Lesoif, Misma 8. Anyone that's an arrogant will eventually become diminished. Shenemar, Rumu, if you're exalted, Ma'at. It's a drasha. These two words are juxtaposed. Someone who makes himself Ram, he'll become Ma'at. Look at the whole pasuk in its entirety. Pasuk on the side of the Gemara, Rumu Me'at Ve'enanu Ve'humchu K'chol Yekfatsun. I don't know what this pasuk. This pasuk in Job. In Job, I don't know what this pasuk means, but the pasuk is in Gedrasha. It says over here, Rumu, you become exalted. You become a mat. You'll become diminished. V'shemar Toimar Yeshnoi Bo'olam. Maybe you'll say you'll become new. You know, so you'll become a little guy. No, a person that's arrogant will be removed from this world, Tamaloy Marvei Nenu, he will cease to exist in this world. V'im Choyzeboy, let's say he does teshuvah, then he'll live. The Nesof Bizmana, he will die in his right time. Ke'av Mavinu, Shenemar, V'humchu Kechol Yech Pazun. That's the end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk says, V'humchu, Humchu will be counted. He will be counted. He will be counted. What is this pasuk of? Crushed. They are crushed like all that leap away. All the word bakoil. They will be crushed kichol, like all yechpatsun. They will be crushed like all that jump, like all the other creatures in this world that cease to exist. And the word makes a drasha. It says the word kol. Three people does it say about them kol? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Dichsibuhu, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Vimlav, let's say he does not do teshuva. The pasuk continues, Ucherosh, Shibolas, Yimalu. They will be like the top of a stalk, they will wither. A wheat stalk, whether it's wheat or barley, the very, very top, it withers away and disappears. My, what does it mean? What does it mean on top of the stalk? Rav Huna, Rav Chisachadam, one says, Ki sosa dishabilta. The Chadam one says, Ki shiboyles atzma. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says over here, Ki sosa dishabilta. Govoy shel shiboyles shekarin zokein hashiboyles. It's the tip of the shiboyles, the stalk, which is called the zakan hashiboyles, who nishbar. The neifel me'el, it falls by itself, the neck, and the other one says no. It's like the stalk itself. The stalk itself eventually also withers away. And the Mar is well, what was nafkamina? Okay, yachayindel siv kashor shor shor el atzma. Bishol lemandia makisasa deshibolta yachayindel siv says b'chiroy shibol shibolas elamandia makishibolta atzma my what is b'chiroy shibolas? This is the rosh. Am rav asi v'chein tadu rabbi shmol marshal la'adam shenichnas l'soch sodeu givo. What does that mean? Rashi, Givoya Goivo Humulakit, the Haidu Hiroshi Bolesha, Roisha, Niris, Lamaila, Mechavre Seho. What does that mean exactly? Shiroisha, the stalk, I don't know what that means, is Dalid, on the side in the back, what is it over here, is Dalid? Sherosha Niris, its head appears to be on the top. Let me see what it says here in the art scroll to understand what this means. What it means over here. means over here the Choroshi Boiles, my Choroshi, you harvest the stalks in order of their height. Ahagivoya givoya humalakit. 22. Thus, when the verse speaks of the top of the stalks, it means that the stalks whose top reaches above the others. The farmer cuts the tallest stalk first, then the next tallest, and so on. So to the haughty person will be cut down. Okay, so it means over here, some of the reason why it says Rosh is that when a person engages in cutting down stalks in the field, there's an order, there is a seder. The seder is you first cut down the tallest, then the second tallest, the third tallest. You cut down the stalks in order. I never knew this. Did you ever know this? Is anyone here a farmer? A farmer? That when you cut stalks in the field, there is a seder to how you cut down the stalks. You first cut the tallest, then you cut the second tallest, the third tallest. So we're not discussing over here the actual crown of the stalk. We're discussing the stalk itself. And the reason why we call it the Rosh is because, what's the Rosh? We're talking because this stalk is taller than relative to other stalks. And that's why it gets cut down. So over here, the Pasuk is teaching the person that is arrogant, all of these different things. We'll come back and explain this one more time. Okay, that's really, that concludes this Gemara. Maybe we should chaz over this Gemara. No, we'll go weiter. But the point over here is, the Pasuk over here, Pasuk in Eov, is telling us a warning, a person should not become arrogant. If he's roimoy, if he's arrogant, he will become ma'at. If he doesn't do teshuva, ve'inenu. If he does teshuva, he'll be like the avos that live a long life. And if he doesn't do teshuva, then he's going to be cut down like a stalk. Like the Rosh. What is the Rosh of the stalk? Either it means the very, very top, which falls off by itself, the certain part of the very, very top of the stalk that dries up and just blows away in the wind. And then the other opinion says, no, it means mamish, the stalk itself. And the reason why it's called the Rosh is because it is taller relative to the other stalks that have yet to be cut down. Maybe we should chaz the Gemara to have clarity in this Gemara. Let's chaz it very quickly. I'll read one more time. Darash Rav Avira. Okay, Darash 1, 2, 3, 4, four lines from before it gets wide. Darash Rebbe Avira, Zimnin sometimes Amala Mishmeid Ravasi, Vizimnin Amala Mishmeid Ravami, Kol Adam, Sheyesh by Gasos HaRuach, anyone that is arrogant, Lisoif Mismait, he will eventually become diminished. Shenemar, Roimu, if you're arrogant, the Eibishter has a way of Ma'at, of making a person a nobody, a nothing. V'shema toimar yeshnoi bo'olam, you'll at least exist, you'll be a epis something in this world. Tamuloy mar veinenu, when Hashem wants to diminish a person, he completely ceases to exist. V'im chazar boy, let's say he does teshuva, then nesaf, he will perish. Bizmanoi, he will die. Nesaf means to die in his right time. Like Avram Avinu shenemar, because the next pasuk says v'chumchu, you'll be crushed. Kichol Yikpatsun, like all of those things that are runaway. They run away. Now, even though the Pshuta Shel Mikra is discussing an example of defeat, but yet embedded into this bad expression is the word kichol, which the Gemara is making the drasha, and the word kol is a code word for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov who live long, prosperous lives. Ki Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Sibuhu, Bakal, Mikol Kol, Vim Lav, if not.
It's about Avram who lost
5 years. I was saying the same question. Avram Avinu, he died 5 years before his time because he should not witness Esav Yatzel Latar Basra. And Yaakov Avinu died 33 years before his time because he says Ma'at Vidoim. And the Gemara here is saying is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will live the full life. Full life. It's not so. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov died before their time. It's also very interesting is that their time, we talk about what is the lifespan of a person. So we're very fluent in saying Ad Meya Ve'esrim. Based on the Pasuk in Parashas Bereishis, Hashem says, V'hayu Yomav Meya Ve'esrim Shana. Even though the Pshuta Shel Mikra has nothing to do with the lifespan of a person. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is, Hashem says, that the Mabul will come in 120 years. Hashem was fed up, and Hashem says, I'm giving the world 120 years. It has nothing to do with the lifespan of a human being. The Pshuta Shel Mikra, that pasuk, V'hayu Yomav, man's days are 120, means I will bring the Mabul in 120 years from today. That's all it means. We, Chazal, have taken that pasuk out of context, And I've coined this expression that man's expected life expectancy in this world is 120 years.
It's
yet,
life expectancy.
Yet, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, their life expectancy was 180 years. And Chazal say Avraham died 5 years prematurely, Yitzhak lived 180, and Yaakov died 33 years before his time. So you see that even though the Pasuk says, V'hayu yamav me'avi eshem shana, and man does not expect to live more than 120 years, and what it says in the Pasuk, and Chazal Luchayu say this, yet Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they were supposed to live 180 years. And they already were living at a time when people like us, people lived whatever they live, whatever, I don't know, like whatever it is, people live, it says in the Pasuk, 70 years. Can't expect more than 70 years. Pasuk in Tehillim, Davron will live 70 years. But they were supposed to live 180 years. How does that fit with what it says, 120 years? Okay, I don't know. 120 years. Moshe Rabbeinu first appeared on the scene when he was 80 years old. David said, Yimei Shinoi Seinu Bohem Shivim Shana. Shivim Shana. We're learning today in Tehillim, Yamim al Yimei Melech Toysef, Shinoisav Kimo Darv. You know that's when they sing? Yamim al Yimei Melech Toysef Shinoisav. So the Radak says that it is dor vodar. The Melech HaMashiach will live 140 years. A dor is 70 years. He will live 2 generations, which is 140 years. Now, how long? When is the last time for Mashiach to come? Mashiach, the world's going to end. When will the world come to an end? The year 6,000. So how many years are there left until the end of the world? Mr. Rapp, are you with me? Rabbi Sholeman, are you there?
Yes.
Rabbi Sholeman, are you there, Rabbi Sholeman?
We're finding out where we're going to dive in just a few
minutes. The world's going to come to an end. The world's going to come to an end in 217 years. That's our tradition. The world's not going to last more than 6,000 years. So we only have 217 years left to go. If Mashiach is going to live, Mashiach is going to be a present for us for 140 years. So that means in 70, how many years? That means when will Mashiach come? When is the last time Mashiach can come? 217 minus 140 is?
77.
How old will Mashiach be when he reveals himself? We have to assume he'll be 80 years old. Just like the Goyel Rishon. Moshe was the Goel Rishon and the Mashiach is the Goel Acharon. Moshe was 80 years old and the Goel Acharon will be 80 years old when he reveals himself. So you know what that means? It means 3 years ago the Melech HaMashiach was born.
Why?
Because if you do all the math.
He reveals himself in the middle of years.
So what?
He can reveal himself when he's 100 years old. He could reveal himself.
I'm assuming that if Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goyal Rishon, and there's a parallel between Shlach No Biatishlach, the Goyal Rishon and the Goyal Acharon. The Goyal Rishon was Moshe. He was 80 years old when he revealed himself. So I'm making an assumption, maybe you're 100% right, and Mashiach can come today.
He'll be 80 years old in the year 6000.
No. He'll be 80 years old when he reveals himself to the Jewish people. And he will serve.
He will serve
the Jewish people for 140 years. That's what the Radak says. That Shnois of Dar Vadar, 2 generations. The Melech HaMashiach will serve as the Melech HaMashiach for 140 years.
So we'll know about the Melech HaMashiach for 140 years before they actually.
No, he will. Okay. Mashiach, the Dar of Mashiach will be at least 140 years. It will be his reign in this world. The world's coming to an end of the year 6000. The Melech HaMashiach is going to be the Melech for 140 years. He's going to live 140 years. How old will he be when he starts his Malchus? He's going to start, I'm making an assumption, when he's 80 years old. That means if he has to reveal himself, the last possible time to reveal himself is in 77 years from now. He was born 3 years ago. Shlem, you have any grandchildren that are 3 years old? I think you should go to every upsharon in the whole country, because and you can see who is the Melech HaMashiach. You hear my cheshbon? Hear my cheshbon? Doomsday is year 6000.
Yeah.
The Radak says, Yom al yimei Melech, Melech is the Melech HaMashiach.
We're not Makabel Shabbos early?
What?
We're not Makabel Shabbos early? You have to wait till the last minute?
No, if we're Zoyche, be'it Achishana. Achishana, if we're Zoyche, the Mashiach can come today. Hayoim, in Mekoloi Tishmo. Mashiach can come right now. Right now.
Could it be you? Could it be that you're Mashiach?
I'm definitely not Mashiach. Definitely not. No shaila about it. I don't have a suffix. Not even a suffix. So Mashiach can come right now. Mamish, this moment can come. Who's Mashiach? Yisraelim is Mashiach. Rabbeinu Yisraelim, and he's the Mashiach.
Who says Radak is right?
Thank you.
Who says Radak is right?
No one says Radak is right. No one says he's right. You're right. No one says he's right. This is one opinion. I'm just telling you ideas to feel that it's a relevant concept. First of all, Rabbi Reisman, he said a very good shir. Everything he says, Rabbi Reisman is mamish. He's my God. He's unbelievable. He's really, people don't appreciate how God, what a Baal Musar he is. He's an incredible person, Rabbi Reisman. Reisman, he once gave a shir, Mitzvah Shabbos. I think he showed 10 times in Jewish history where Klal Yisrael made calculations and they were wrong. Go back to, let's talk about B'nai Ephraim. They left Egypt 30 years prematurely, right? The B'nai Ephraim, they left the Shevet Ephraim. They made a calculation, it was time to leave, and they left Mitzrayim 30 years prematurely. They were all killed. Go talk Achashverosh, you talk about Baal Shetzar. I don't know if that was part of the, he went through all, I don't remember what. And he went through all the different times where calculations were made and they were all wrong and all result in a very big disaster. And then he concluded with the following. He says, you know, you go to a chasna and they say, here we are, Shchamesh Salafim, Shvameyoy Sushmoinim Vesholosh, 5,783 years Libriya Soilam from creation, Liminyin Sha'onu Moinin Khan, Brooklyn, New York. So what's going to happen, chas v'shalom, if Mashiach doesn't come, fast forward 217 years from today, it's the year 6000. Make believe, you know, you have to fantasize. What would happen if Mashiach, chas v'shalom, doesn't come, and it's now 217 years from today? And now it's 2000 years. It's the year 6000. And let's say Mashiach doesn't come. Everyone's going to go for derech. It's a very big nisayon. Who says we even understand what it means 6,000? Who says there is such a thing called 6,000? Just because there's a medrash that says this, you take it seriously? I mean, you know, yeah, the chiluk ideas, the different medrashim, there's Yimei Shana Senebam Hashem, is Hashem, by Hashem, there's a Shabbos. There are 7 days, Shabbos, Yimei Shana Mashiach, and 1,000 years. Do we really know what we're talking about? Is that part of Judaism? Judaism is one thing only. Emunah pshuta. Calculations are dangerous. They're very dangerous. And you know, like you said, exactly what you said, Mr. Rapport. Radak, what are you talking about, Radak? I made a whole concoction which really doesn't make any sense. All the Radak says is Shnois of Dar Vadar, the Melech HaMashiach, 2 Doris. I told you 2 Doris is 140 years. Who says? Who? I made that up. Why is a door 70? The other Mefarshim, they talk about 70 years. The Mitzvah says, who says that a door is 70 years? Maybe a door is 25 years. I made this all up. Then I told you the Mashiach has to come when he's 80 years old. Who says he has to reveal himself when he's 80 years old? Maybe he'll reveal himself when he's 18 years old. And who says, I made a whole concoction for you over here. The reason why I made this whole concoction is, to make it relevant, is that he was already born. In the worst scenario, I told you, everything part of this equation, you can say is total nonsense. You don't even know, you can tell me to say, you don't know what 6,000 years mean. Don't go throw around numbers. Oh, the year 6000 is doomsday. What are you talking about? Who told you it's doomsday? When does the year 6000 start? How do you calculate a year? Who told this number 6000? Just because now it's 5783, the way we calculate Lemin Bris, we say by Chasna, Leminyan Sha'anu Moinin Kan. This number doesn't mean anything. It doesn't have any halachic be all. According to the way that we calculate time here in Brooklyn, New York, because we need a way to date to a convention in order to put a date on something, so we have a convention. The convention is Tav Shin Pei Gimel Leminyan She'anu Moinin Kan in Brooklyn, New York. But it doesn't necessarily mean anything. And then to go say, are you still there, Mr.? And then to go say, oh, Mashiach's going to be Mashiach for 140 years. I mean, the Radak says two generations. I made this up. And then I made up, oh, he's going to appear when he's 80 years old, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. I made that up. And then to say that if he'd make the calculation, 6,000, 217, 140, 77 years, and he's 80 years old, that means 3 years ago he was born. The only hano I get out of saying this is Mashiach was born in the worst scenario. It makes it relevant. But is it true? Probably not. Not probably. It's not. It's just a fantasy, calculation, gymnastics. But yet, I'm enamored by it, if I may say so. Because, you know, Mashiach is born. If the world's going to come to an end in the year 6000, and we have 217 years left to go, and the Radak says two generations, he's going to live, which Pashup Shah means 70 years, 140 years, and it's not far-fetched.
Well, but Rabbi Levine, I won't be around. I don't know about yourself, but I know.
I'm also not going to be around, but maybe you look around, a little kid. I'm also not going to be around, but you don't look around in shul. Look at all the three-year-olds. He may be Mashiach. I'm also not going to be around when he's Megala himself. But it becomes relevant because he's born.
Unless he comes earlier, I'm not worrying about.
I once heard Rapam say.
I'm not worried. 77 years from now, I mean, you know.
I once heard Rapam say, Mor de Gavar, Rapam once said the Mashiach is not coming in my lifetime. I don't see it happening in my lifetime. Mashiach's going to come. It's not going to happen. That's what he said. It's not realistic. He's not going to come. The world's not ready for Mashiach. But he says, look at the world. The world's mamash meshuga. This is already 20 years ago. The world's mamash going out of control. Can you imagine that 20? Can you imagine what you say today? How meshuga the world is today? He says, the Mashiach's going to come, is going to come soon, at some point in time. And he basically says, it's going to come in the lifetime of the children, of the elementary school children. That's what he said. It's not going to come in my lifetime, but, you know, across the street, these little kids, they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Mashiach's going to come in their lifetime. L'may nafkemina, he said, L'may nafkemina, you, in this room, you parents, you rebbeim, you are raising the door that will be makabel the Pnei HaMashiach. And you have an enormous responsibility. Because the Talmidim that you are teaching in Cheder, all you guys here, how old are you guys here? 40, 50, 60, you're not going to be around to see Mashiach, just like me. I'm also not going to be around. But these children in your classroom who are saying, Moda ani lifanecha, these little kinderlach who are 6, 7, 8 years old, they're going to see Mashiach. And you have to prepare them. You are raising the door that will be makabel Mashiach. And you better get with the program, Rabbeim. You have an achrayus. You have a responsibility to get them ready. They should be roy to be makabel the Pnei Mashiach. That was very powerful, no? That was a very powerful vart. He said that, I heard him say that with my own ears about 20 years ago. So you would think now, 20 years later, we would be closer to seeing Mashiach. Do you really feel Mashiach's mamash coming? I don't. I can't speak for but myself. I don't see it. I see it less now than 20 years ago. Maybe that's good. I don't know. Is that good or bad? I don't know. Look what happened in Eretz Yisrael last.
Yeah, but the world.
Look what happened in Eretz Yisrael last year. Last week. 1.5 million Jews protested judicial reform, which really was a way of saying 1.5 million Jews basically were saying, we hate the Haredim. We hate religious Jews. We're religious also. They're also religious. They observe Yom Kippur. Those 1.5 million Jews who went out to the street to protest violently, some of them violently, they observe Yom Kippur, the vast majority of them. They do. They. But yet, there's something really wrong. There's something really, really wrong. In the Geishevelt, this Mamish Melchemes Hashem, what's going on in America with religion, freedom of religion, there's no such thing. The government is Mamish targeting religious people. You're not going to go argue that there's a pachad in America of what's becoming and having in America with freedom and with everything. It's never been like this. Such a pachad in every single dimension, in every different dimension. Now to get into pratim, it's not. It's like, you know, I know someone, the Erlich people, and they keep on telling me every time I visit, they say to me, America used to be such a beautiful. These people are like in their 80s. And every time I visit them, they always talk about politics with me. And they say, America used to be such a beautiful country. What happened? They always complain to me. I actually spoke to them, the wife tonight. You know what she told me? I couldn't believe what she told me. And she's really right. You know what she said to me? She's a very Erlich person. And she knows that Trump, she says Trump is a bum. She told me that. She said to me, you know, I'm giving tzedakah today for the zechus for Trump. And I'm saying tehillim for him that he should be okay. That's what she says to me today. I'm giving tzedakah for him and I'm saying tehillim for him. She's not a big chassid of Trump. Okay? She's not a big chassid of Trump. She has some very nasty things to say about it. But I'm giving, because I'm mamish afraid for him, I'm afraid for the country. And then we start talking. How come the Gedolei Yisrael are not goyzer to say tehillim for Trump? How come the Moetzes Gedolei Yisrael, who have taken upon themselves, they always represent, how come there's no statement from the Gedolei Yisrael that taka people should say tehillim for Trump? Tomorrow after davening, everyone in the, you know, people who listen to them, you know, they're followers, to say tehillim for him, to be makir toiv. He did for Klal Yisrael incredible, incredible things for Klal Yisrael. And it's not just him. There is a consensus amongst people who are from this camp that what is happening is a very great sakana for us. Once there's no law and order, we're next. We're the first ones they're going to chop away at. Oh, you want to be religious? Who cares what the Constitution says? Who cares? I know there are a lot of people in this country that talk about, hold, they should do this. I don't know the numbers. It doesn't matter the numbers. But those that are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs should be have a pachat pechodim is, you know, someone once said to me years ago, any person who leases a car, which basically is the whole America, you have to sign. I don't know if you ever lease a car, Mr. Rapport?
Yes.
So how many papers did you sign when you leased a car? 20? 10? Between 10 and 20 papers? Sign here, sign here, sign there?
Yeah.
Did you ever read even one word of what you're signing away? I never read one word. In fact, when I install software all the time, I never read it. Sign, sign, sign. Who cares, right? It's sign, sign. So someone explained to me, do you know that when you sign those 10, 20 papers, about 95% of the people who sign those papers have committed multiple felonies when they sign those papers? Because what it says on those papers, for you, most people in America, you cannot, they're not true for you. They're not true. It's also a big lie. But as like Aintus, they never prosecuted a person. Never. You never heard something prosecuted for signing a lease on a car, even though you don't have the money in the bank, you don't have all the conditions, azoy and azoy and azoy. There are certain things, azoy and azoy and azoy. So what they're doing to him, even if he's 100% guilty, mamish guilty as sin, you don't do this. You don't do this. Memela, what are they doing? We don't care. We don't care. We have power and we will do whatever we want. It doesn't matter. You know what that means for us? They don't like us. They don't like us here. Halacha biyadua Esav soinei liyakov. You know what a pachad that is? It's a tremendous pachad. We should be saying Tehillim tomorrow. Not for him, for us. It's a nayavelt. I couldn't believe what this woman told me. I mamish could not believe what she told me. She's a very erulich person. She's probably 80 years old. I'm giving tzedakah for Trump. And she knows all about him. Don't worry. She knows all of his averis. She knows all the good zachen. I told her, you know, the gedolim, they can't really go publicly talk about this because you have to understand in elementary school and even high school boys, if you talk about this, what's the first question? What did he do? What are you going to tell an erlich little boy in sixth grade about his avera? Mr. Rappaport, you hear the vart? How are you going to explain this to a boy in sixth grade? You don't want to talk about this. He was mezane, and he gave money. This is not something you know you can talk about. You're opening up a can of worms by publicly talking about this. No, do you agree or disagree? I want to hear what you have to say. You're a very intelligent person.
What did you tell? How you tell it to kids?
Or bechlal. What do you think of what this woman said to me? That she's giving tzedakah and she's saying Tehillim for him. What is your reaction to that statement?
They're out to get him. They're looking into what the documents.
I know they're out to get him, but what is your reaction to a person who's an erlich person and is from a very Torah dicker background? I never heard something like a very Torah dicker background. I never heard someone like ever say something like this. This woman doesn't know from nothing. She's a very Torah dicker woman. All of her children are learning, and she says to me, "I'm giving tzedakah for him. I'm saying Tehillim for him." I never heard anyone say, "I'm saying Tehillim for the President of the United States." I never heard someone bechlal. And here, whatever the matzav is, she's so shaken up. She's so shaken to the core, and like she caught me by surprise. I thought I saw it all already. She caught me by surprise. She says she's giving tzedakah and saying Tehillim. And I think to myself, you know, maybe she's taka right. Maybe I should do the same thing. Maybe we should all do the same thing. If you were sitting on the Moetzes Gedolei Yisrael, Mr. Rappaport, would you issue a kol koire to all of the yeshivas that tomorrow after davening they should say Tehillim?
I don't think it would fly.
Why wouldn't it
I
fly?
I really don't think it would fly.
Why wouldn't it fly?
Because they look at it. I don't know, because you'd really have to explain how